Okay, it looks like we're live now. Welcome to Adventures in Visibility. I am Denise, your mentor and guide to better visibility on the web. And if you've ever thought about self-publishing a book, you probably know that it's pretty expensive. And maybe you have thought about using a crowdfunding site like Kickstarter to actually fund the publication of your book. Well, that's what we're going to be talking about today. My guest today is Luna Jaffe. She is the CEO and founder of Lunaria Financial. And she recently, well, last year, published her book, Wild Money. And she used Kickstarter to get it published. So we're going to be talking about that. Let me just give you a quick bio or introduction to Luna. I'm going to read it because I don't want to get it wrong, so that's why I'm looking down a little bit. Luna Jaffe is the founder and CEO of Lunaria Financial, a boutique advisory firm in Portland, Oregon, one of my favorite cities. Luna is the author of Wild Money, A Creative Journey to Financial Wisdom, book here, see? And Wild Money, a financial field guide and journal, and the ebook, Zelda's Financial Field Guide, a visual glossary. So, Luna used Kickstarter to raise the funds to publish her book last year. I was a contributor to her campaign. I didn't know Luna, and I cannot remember for the life of me how I found out about her campaign, but when I saw the campaign, I thought it was really cool. I really liked what she was doing. I loved the colors. Everything just spoke to me about it, so I backed the campaign. Then I had the opportunity to meet Luna last September, I guess it was, at a conference in Baltimore, and I was so excited to actually get to meet somebody that I had backed on Kickstarter. And then I met her again and got to hang out with her in real life at a conference in January in San Francisco. So I said, Luna, let's talk. Let's talk about how you use Kickstarter. And specifically, I'm going to be asking her about how she used Kickstarter to get some visibility for her business, too, because I bet it impacted her business somewhat. So we'll be talking about that. So welcome, Luna. I'm really happy to have you here on Adventures in Visibility. I'm excited to talk to you about your adventures with Kickstarter.
Thank you. It definitely was an adventure. Definitely.
Okay, so you know, let's start at the top. What made you decide to use Kickstarter to fund the publication of your book?
I think insanity, actually. I really wanted a platform that could help me do two things. I was really clear that I had two purposes in doing the Kickstarter. One was to raise the money, and the other was to raise awareness and visibility, like you're saying. And I just got it in, I kind of got that little itch and was like, I can do this. And I knew nothing about it. I mean, really nothing. It was pretty funny. And I had no idea how daunting it was to take that on at the same time that I was finishing my book. So it was like giving birth to twins at the same time. there are times when naivete really serves you, right? It's like having a baby. You don't know what you're getting into. You just know you want that baby. And Kickstarter was my, it was a platform. It was just a way for me to take it to a broader audience, to find people like you who didn't even know who I was. And so it really came out of just this, having watched a few other Kickstarter campaigns and saw, you know, I had really bold, big ideas about what could be possible with it in terms of hopefully getting some more awareness in the media or from people that were influential. That was sort of my hope. And it was a journey both on the side of just actually getting approved by Kickstarter. I didn't realize what a journey that could be in and of itself. It wasn't just that, oh, I'll just do a Kickstarter campaign. Woohoo! Like, they don't just accept anybody who comes through the door. And I didn't realize that piece. So it was the whole thing was quite a process.
Okay, well, since you brought that up, that you didn't know that you may not be approved, what was that like? You said it was challenging, so what is involved in getting a book like yours approved on Kickstarter?
Yeah, the trick is that although I really thought that Kickstarter approved, I mean, because I'd seen many books go through Kickstarter, I wasn't aware of their rule that they don't fund anything that they consider self-help. And I didn't think of my book as a self-help book, but they thought of my book as a self-help book. And so I actually had a team member kind of doing research into their parameters around what they accept. And when we read that clause, we were like, oh, crap. Like, well, at first it wasn't even oh, crap at first. At first it was, oh, no problem. My book's not a self-help book. My book's a beautiful book about money to whatever. I had this whole picture of it. I thought of it more as a how-to book because they did fund other books that were how-to books. So we wrote to them and said, you know, here's the book. Here's what it's about. We just want to get your feedback before we go to all this trouble, which it takes a fair amount of work, because the way Kickstarter works is you build your whole campaign and then you submit it, and they either approve it or they don't. And
wow,
that took a lot of work, and so I was like, I don't want to go there if they're going to say no, if I already know they're going to say no, basically. And so we wrote to them, and they said, indeed, we would consider your book a self-help book. And I thought, oh, like, what do I do about that? And so what I did about that was that I decided to take the angle that this is a book and an art project. And that's really kind of, I think when I submitted it, I never got feedback from them other than they said yes. But I decided to frame it as really, truly, I was putting it out into the world that it's important to have money positive imagery in the world, and that my book promotes that. And so part of the rewards that we gave people were prints from the book that were art prints. And so there was an art print reward process, or there were rewards that were based on the prints, and there were rewards that were including the book. And I think that's what made it go over into the side of this book is a little bit more art and a little less self-help, hopefully. I know that they fund fiction quite easily, but it's a difficult path sometimes when they perceive it as self-help, even if you don't.
You know, I think I've backed a lot of books on Kickstarter,
uh-huh.
And I guess you're right. None of them have been self-help books, and yet I guess I didn't think of this as a self-help book either.
Exactly.
I thought of it as, well, I guess, you know, when you help yourself with money, that's helping yourself. But still, you know, it seems pretty important to me. I just want to show, you know, like some of the, I guess it's hard to, you know, you can see, you can see by the cover, you know, how gorgeous. And this is indicative of what's inside the book. And, like, here's the field guide cover, too. You can see, you know, just if you look at these covers, you can see that there's tons of gorgeous artwork. Do you want to talk a little bit about the person who did the artwork for your books?
Well, actually, there were several. So when I first started working on this book, what I knew all along was that I was going to be the art director of the book. And I worked with an editor and book, I call him my book midwife, Jeffrey Davis. And we had conversations over and over again. Should I go to a publisher? Should I self-publish? And he kept listening very closely to what I was saying. And really what I was saying was, I'm not going to compromise the artistic vision I have of this book. That is a non-negotiable for me. And he said, well, if that's non-negotiable, you can't go to a publisher because you have to give that up. And I thought, okay, I'm going to self-publish it because I knew that. And now I'm actually approaching publishers with the book as I envision it and saying to them, if you're interested, here it is. But you really can't change much about it. But that's now. And So making that decision, and in the process of writing a book that I knew was going to be very visual, I started to think about who can help me with that process, because although I'm a visual artist, I knew I couldn't write the book and never get it finished and try to illustrate it as well, partly because it's not really my skill set to illustrate. And so I have other skills, and I was really enjoying the art direction process. So two of the women that took my class, who basically my philosophy throughout my teaching process has always been, if there's a slot left over or there's room, I give a slot pro bono to an artist. And so two women have taken my classes whose work I really loved. And I said, you know, could you help me illustrate this book? And do you think that you can work with my ideas? Mm-hmm. So my ideas being, you know, hey, here's what I'm thinking. Can you take that idea and conceptualize it for me? And so it became this wonderful collaboration between these two different artists. And even the cover is a great example, because the cover was designed by the original, I wish I could show it to you, it's in the other room, maybe Amy can find it for us, but the original graphic, which was a hand cut, it was a paper cut, underneath, you could see all that faded back imagery in the mandala, was actually done by a paper cut, and then we, the image in the center was done by Rebecca, the paper cut was done by Rachel, and then my book designer and I designed the rest of it. So that was a four-person collaboration, that cover, which was so much fun. So throughout, that's really how it worked, is I hired these two artists, and a lot of my students illustrated their experiences, and that's also in the book.
That is cool. That is cool that you included your students' work in there, too, mm-hmm. because that really creates a more engaged audience, too. I bet they helped you promote it as well.
Exactly.
What I've been really curious about is how having the Kickstarter campaign, which led to the published book, how did that affect your financial planning business? Did it affect it at all? Did it have
That's
no effect? You know, I'm just curious to know if it really brought more visibility to your business.
It did two things. It took a lot of my time and energy, as you can imagine. Really, the month of February, where I was working on the Kickstarter campaign, I was continuing to work with clients and do all the things I needed to do with my practice. But it was consuming. It was consuming. but the amazing thing to me is at the end of this year, when I looked at my numbers, I was floored to see that my business had, my revenue increased 40%.
Wow.
And I was like, oh my God, how's that possible that my revenue increased 40% when I was so completely really focused on not only finishing one book, but we launched in February, the Kickstarter campaign, and mid-January I decided there was actually two books, not one. And so we had to, you know, we created the journal that's full of illustrations in about 6 weeks of very intense designing and conceptualizing. It was an incredible, again, and that's why I say I feel like I was giving birth. Ooh, hold on. So let's see if you can see this. So this is the original paper cut. Can you see that?
Yep.
That was done by Dominguez Benner. And that came in, and then we decided that, okay, we have to, we just took that and made the color piece come to life. Because I've always had this image of how the color was going to grab somebody. I wanted it to be the kind of book that you're going down the rows at the bookstore and it's like, and I wanted that kind of gasp to be because it was beautiful and it was about money. Like, how are those two things ever going to be possible? So my little tagline for my book is that it's the world's first beautiful book about money. I really wanted that. So my business actually did better. I wouldn't say that my clients came because I was doing Wild Money, but I would say that what changed was my confidence.
Okay.
My confidence changed. I published the books, you know, they came out in May. I fulfilled the Kickstarter campaign piece, which was another piece I didn't estimate in terms of just, that was one thing I read was, you know, it's one thing to get, you know, 250 or 300 supporters, but then you actually have to fulfill 250 or 300, you know, packages or whatever. And we were all about making beautiful packages, and so it was crazy. And I wasn't starting to use Wild Money as part of my financial planning practice until about September. It took me that long to sort of settle down and start to go, why am I not giving these books to my clients, using them with my clients? And suddenly, I not only gained more confidence, I raised my rates because I felt like I was offering something so much more rich and robust as a financial planner that, and to be able to hand clients this book felt like it lended credibility mm-hmm. to my process. So, yeah, it had a really direct impact. It just took a little bit of time for me to find my way, which I think is true with everything.
Yeah, well, you know, and that confidence also really can attract more to you as well. Mm-hmm. Now, were you doing the Wild Money workshops, which I know you do, you know, mm-hmm. based on the book, were you doing those before the book, or was this something that evolved from the book?
I actually did. I've been teaching. Like, I've been a teacher since since I was a teenager. I pretty much always teach whatever it is I want to learn or whatever it is that I'm good at. So I've always taught. And so when I began with this book, it actually began writing the book, I created a pilot. I think about Andrea Lee and the whole creating proof process. And not knowing that terminology back when I did this, but 2 years ago, basically, I thought, well, I have to pilot the work. I have to try on the exercises. And so I offered this course to people that I thought would really dive into it and be committed to it for free. And in return, I asked for their feedback about the exercises that I did and the process and to give me some understanding of what was working and where things might have been less than optimal. And so I did that process, and then after that I kept doing these workshops. And so even as I was finishing the book and finishing the editing, I was still refining things based on what I continued to learn from teaching.
So do these Wild Money workshops, have they created a new income stream for you too? Not to get too personal about your income, but I would imagine that the book has really created a bigger demand possibly for that.
It is. It's starting to happen. What surprised me was that financial advisors and planners are becoming very interested. They're buying my books. They are using them with clients. They want training and coaching, and I never anticipated that. So that's a really open door. And then I do have plenty of people that are recognizing that although this is as many processes are, it's a great process, but doing it on your own is pretty difficult. Finding right. the continuity, the motivation, getting through the blocks, even getting the insight that you get from being in a group, it doesn't happen the same way. And so there's I've done some online classes, and my dream and what I'm working towards is really doing retreats, because that's what I most love. I really believe that if we do this work in community, and we do it in a place where we give ourselves the time to really sink in, to not just kind of do that thing that many of us do, is that, you know, you get a day's worth of something, but it's hard to integrate in a day. It's hard to change money patterns in a day. But if you have 4 to 5 days to really dive in, to use art, to use movement, to use other healing modalities that I love to use, storytelling is one that's really become important to me. All of those tools and processes become ways to start shifting the neural pathways. And in between all of those things, I'm teaching really practical skills.
Excellent. So, you know, going back to my original question about did Kickstarter, by giving you the means to publish your book, which I imagine couldn't have been too inexpensive because of all the color illustrations, mm-hmm. it did impact your business, I would say. You know, it sounds like it's really growing in many ways, especially, you know, if other financial planners are using it, that's an opportunity for licensing as well. So, in fact, your book has boosted your visibility.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and I mean, I want to speak to that because that is part of what you're all about, and it's true. One of the things that was, I see that Elizabeth's here somewhere mm-hmm. on the call. I'm not watching the chat, but I can see that I saw her name pop up. One of the most amazing parts about doing Kickstarter was that it was both amazing and also really humbling, because the people that I thought would really back me, some of them didn't. And then people like Elizabeth, who I didn't know at the time, showed up in a huge way. And I was stunned to have people make major contributions who didn't even know me. Mm-hmm. And find that I had these advocates that were yet to become friends. It was really a stunning process.
And I have a comment here from Elizabeth Crouch, if you would like to see it.
Aww.
She says, yes, gorgeous, luscious artwork in the book, and the financial guidance is spot on. My hubby, former CFO of a public benefit organization, says Luna's book is rock-solid financial goodness.
Wow, so, I like that.
That's a great testimonial.
I love that, David. I know he's not listening, but that's awesome. Thank you, Elizabeth. So what I want to, one of the things I want to say about this is that some of the repercussions of doing Kickstarter are still happening a year later. So, for example, Andrea Lee, who I didn't know, contributed to my campaign, I think, because Elizabeth did, or Elizabeth did because Andrea did. I don't know how it worked. Somebody found out about it. And so Pamela Salim wrote the foreword, and she was the first person to contribute. So her contribution and her willingness both to write the foreword and to contribute also indicated to other people that this project had value. So it started to build some credibility. And Jennifer Lawden was also a writing teacher of mine, and she also was a contributor, and so she also was willing to put some words out. And those little seeds that got planted by people that had bigger platforms than I did really created some leverage that I didn't know how to even anticipate it.
Right.
What was fun in the aftermath was even you. Like, I mean, you funded it, and I didn't know you. And I start to develop this relationship with people that I didn't have any concept of, and then we run into each other again and again, and there's this sense of, oh, really? You funded my campaign too? I mean, there were 300 people, so I didn't get to know every name. But this sense of, oh, I recently sold a book just 2 weeks ago. Somebody wrote to me and said, I want to buy your books, and I always write back and say, how did you hear about it? And she said, mm-hmm. Well, my friend backed your campaign, and at the time I was just not right there yet. I wasn't ready to contribute or to buy it, but now I'm ready. I was like, wow, that came from the Kickstarter campaign. So yeah. Here we are a year later. But another couple things that came from it. So I always knew that my focus was raise the money. And originally, this is another thought that's fun, is I originally thought, well, I want to raise $8,000 or $9,000. And my team said, I don't think that's enough. I think you should double that. And I was like, you know, I didn't want to fail. And so we raised it to 18,000, and it was scary. It was a push, a really big push. But the goal was raise enough money to publish both books, and that did cover the publication of both books. But the second reason was to get exposure and to increase my possibility of being invited. My word for 2013 was invitation or invited, and I wanted to be invited to speak in places so that I could gain more capacity to teach and speak and get that kind of visibility. And indeed, it led to being invited to teach with Patty Dye and to teach with Andrea Lee, and other things that have happened since then are still coming as a result. So it has been significant in that way.
And here you are on a hangout with me.
And I'm on a hangout with you because of it. And the other thing that's interesting is it's still up on Kickstarter's website. So people can still go to the Kickstarter website, and if they type in something, they'll see my campaign and that it has funded. That's another layer of visibility.
Right.
Okay. Income tax implications.
I've got another question, yeah. So from Ellen Britt, I want to know what the income tax implications are. Do you owe tax on the full amount raised, or just on that amount minus the fees that go to Kickstarter?
Great question,
Ellen.
Question. You owe on the amount minus the fees, because that's what you net. So what comes, what they write you a check for is your net payout. and indeed that's what you're taxed on. Having just gotten my taxes back, I can tell you that for certain. It was right there in the income category.
Okay, thank you. So yeah. I wanna let our audience know, because we do have an audience with us today,
right.
live and kicking here, that we are giving away, well, Luna is giving away a package which includes both books, not sure if I'm holding it right.
You're good.
She has agreed to give one lucky winner both books. So what you need to do for me right now is type in the comments below on the event page the words "I want to win" or "give me those books," whatever.
Or "I'm wild about money." Type in
"I'm wild about money." That's it. Type that. "I'm wild about money," and you can use the hashtag "wild money." So the pound sign, wild money, and then once I see some of those comments coming up, I will do a random selection. And I have two copies of this book, so
Ooh.
I will give away one too.
Oh.
I don't have two copies of the journal, so I'm keeping that. But I do have two copies of Wild Money because I was a backer and I got a copy, and then at a conference I got another copy because I was greedy and didn't say no. I already have one. I was waiting for a moment like this when I could say, "I've got a copy to give away too." So that means
Lovely.
Two people are going to get a copy of Wild Money. And one person is going to get the Wild Money plus the journal. So type that in, and we'll see who's the winner. Type in Wild Money. I want Wild Money. Okay, so Luna, another question for you. If you could just maybe share a couple of important tips for other entrepreneurs who are considering Kickstarter and funding a book. Just if there's one or two things that, people should be aware of.
Yeah. Tip number one, don't do it alone. It's kind of like don't have a kid alone if you can help it. It's a lot of work, and I would really recommend making sure you have a team, because there is so much not just to do in the preparation for launching the Kickstarter campaign, but there was a lot to do in generating interest, keeping it at the top of people's minds. Really, you have a month, and that month feels like you're in labor for 30 days, because there's this anxiety for most of us who aren't as... I mean, there are people like Seth Godin who do a Kickstarter campaign, and they raise, 500 times above what they were asking, but that's because he has a platform that is that large, and he really was just using it as a place to sell his book. That he already has that. For those of us that are using it to build visibility, to build platform, I would say one is make sure you have at least two or three people that are going to work with you for that entire month and 2 weeks beforehand at least. And make sure that you understand it takes money to make money. It's not free to not. It's not about Kickstarter, but it. In other words, I had to pay my team. I had to pay people to help me make sure my website had things. I had a good video for the Kickstarter campaign. I had good promotional things going out that told people how to contribute. There was more money outflow than I expected, and I needed it. I needed that level of support to make it successful.
Yeah, I think you bring up a great point is about needing money to make money, because the Kickstarter campaigns that I see, it's clear that they've had professional videos done, and that's
exactly.
Not free for sure.
Yeah.
And you do have to promote it. The ones that don't make it are the ones who aren't promoting. And I've backed a couple that didn't make it. Most of the ones I back, and I will confess that I do back a lot of Kickstarter campaigns.
Right.
I've got lots of gadgets and things that I just think are cool, and I backed a lot of books. And one of the reasons, and I have to say this, is because I love supporting entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm.
I just love it. And Kickstarter to me is a way to help an entrepreneur's dream come true.
Exactly.
And
Exactly.
But that entrepreneur needs to be a business person too, or at least have a business person on their team, because if you don't, it won't make it. I mean, I haven't personally done one, but I have studied what's going on. And the ones that make it are the ones that are really serious, that this is a business, it's promotion, and you've got to do the work.
Yeah, and then the other thing I would comment on as a tip is, I recently saw it was Indiegogo, but similar campaign, and the person said they were trying to raise money to travel to do research for a book. And their rewards were, like, not things that people would really want. And so you have to really think about it from a bigger perspective. Like, for example, I've seen really successful campaigns where, you know, a musician says, you know, the level one is you get the CD, but level two is I come and do a house concert for you. Or level three is I'll write you a song. Or you get to come and sit in with me in the recording studio. There's something that you have to get clear that there has to be personal skin in the game. One guy said, I remember reading this and I was like, really? That's so cool. He said, I'll personally deliver the product or whatever it was to your home if you live in one of these 10 cities. Because he was planning on doing
that product too.
Did you?
Yeah, that book too.
I thought that would be fun. And if you certainly admire that person, then the idea that they're going to personally deliver this means that they have skin in the game. And it's a personal relationship that's fun to engage. So a lot of times, to me, I look at the rewards and I think, really? You know, that's what you're offering? So it's important to make sure that you think all the way through it and find ways to offer something that people want, but also highlights the product or service that you're trying to raise money for.
Agreed.
It has to make sense.
Agreed. And I've heard that from a lot of people who've really analyzed these. And you know, I think it's got to be cool too. You know, something I've backed a lot of projects that, you know, were kind of like the first time in that space kind of thing, because it's like you want to be part of something bigger, you
exactly.
know, as a fan, or, you know, because I backed Amanda Palmer's project.
Oh, great.
And, you
totally
know,
fun.
Like at a pretty high level so I could get all the stuff. Cause,
right.
You know, I was really wanted to participate in it, and I wanted to touch it and feel it and all that. Anyway, Luna, pick two numbers between 1 and 13, and those will be our winners.
2 and 9.
2 and 9. Okay, now let me see if I can count this so that, you know, properly here. Okay. Miguel de Jesus is our first winner.
Woo-hoo!
And he will win the package of both books. And then
so those will come from me.
Yes. Miguel de Jesus.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And Mary Waleski. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. I'm probably not. Waleski. Okay. Sorry, Mary. I am mangling the name. I apologize. But Mary will win it from me. And Miguel gets it from Luna. So
so they get to enter their addresses for us.
Yes. You'll have to, you can private message me, and I'll get that information, or Luna, and we'll get those out to you.
Mm-hmm.
So Luna, why don't you tell our audience where they can find more information? I know your books are available on Amazon, but I believe that they're for sale on your site as well.
Yeah, so my website is lunajaffe.com for the books, and I also have lunariafinancial.com, which is my financial planning practice. The books, we are just about to launch the ebook version of Wild Money, so it should be live hopefully Monday or Tuesday of next week. That's exciting. But yeah, when you order books from me directly, you get signed editions and a few little goodies. You get pretty packaging, and you get to support the artist directly, which is fun. But of course, things are great through Amazon as well. So they're also available at Barnes & Noble and Powell's. And the best thing people can do when anybody publishes a book is ask your local bookstore to stock it. My book is distributed nationally, so it's really easy for bookstores to get it, but they just have to know about it. And one thing, let me just say one last thing, because people here may be very interested in the self-publishing world. That's probably why they're here. I used Lightning Source as my book publisher, and Lightning Source, being one of the largest publishers in the country, is linked to Ingram Book Distribution, and that is why my books are in all these places, without me having to do really pretty much anything. So that's a great link of two businesses that work together, so that the minute it's published in Lightning Source, Ingram picks it up and takes it, and that makes life easier as a self-published author.
Excellent, excellent. So the ebook, is that going to be on Kindle?
It's a Kindle, yes.
Okay.
Yep. And although then people who have iPads can read it on the Kindle app on the iPad.
Right. Okay. I do, though, recommend getting a physical copy, really, because to feel this book, the cover is a beautiful cover. It feels good. It's not your typical cover. And to be able to really look at the pictures in this book and write in it, like do the exercises in the book, I think that is really the benefit of getting the hardcover. Normally, I'm a Kindle girl, but I cannot imagine using this book on a Kindle. So go for the physical copy.
I appreciate that. We did the ebook because of so much of our audience is in Australia, and shipping books to Australia cost $32. And so for people that want to be able to at least see whether it resonates with them first, the ebook is a really nice way to do that. So we had 25 international backers of our Kickstarter campaign. And so that was a really lovely. We shipped books to Greece and Italy and South Africa and Australia. That was super fun to have it be all over the world. So.
Excellent. Well, Luna, I know that your time is valuable, and I really appreciate you joining me today on Adventures in Visibility. This has been great to learn a little bit about your experience with Kickstarter and getting your book published and how it impacted your business. I appreciate you kind of opening the kimono to reveal a little bit what happened in the background there. If you would like to get notifications of future Adventures in Visibility, you can sign up on our pre-notification list at adventuresinvisibility.com. My next guest coming up is Mia Voss, and this woman is, as she says, bat crap crazy. She is a really fun gal, and her visibility has gone through the roof when she started doing Hangouts on Air on Google+, like we're doing now. And I think she does two or three Hangouts a week.
Wow.
Featuring some really cool people, and she is a whole lot of fun. So I asked her if she'd be willing to share some of her experience and what it's done for her business on the next Adventures in Visibility. So stay tuned for details about that. If you'd like early notification, again, go to adventuresinvisibility.com. Luna, thank you again for being with me today. I really appreciate it. Really appreciate you, offering to give away a set of your lovely, lovely books.
You got it, though. Go in the mail today.
Okay,
great. Thank you so much, Denise.
Thank you. Bye-bye.